the proposed proposition for November about personal care homes. How'd that come about?
That's as a result of about 3 years worth of work on trying to protect the neighborhood conservation districts. And when neighborhood conservation districts allow a maximum of two unrelated adults once the citizens go through the process, pass a petition, and get all that stuff done, and they allow a maximum of two unrelated adults in a single-family home. And so we got that. That's in the ordinance now that you can't have these personal care facilities in a neighborhood conservation district, but it doesn't protect really the rest of the parts of town, nor is there any mechanism to protect the citizens that are in these homes. And there's four classes of assisted living facilities, and all but one of them has to have a state license. So if you require, no matter how many people you service, that you do it for hire, a license, that's going to raise the level of care given to these people, and there's some protection provided because the state will have to inspect the license. People have to be trained. They have to have the right facilities. For instance, right now, you can open up one of these things in a house, don't even have to have any fire exits or fire escapes or any kind of alarm systems or anything, and people in there in wheelchairs and can't move themselves. You know, so that is wrong as far as I'm concerned.
Being under state regulations means the city gives up its responsibility, or doesn't give up its responsibility, but the state supersedes anything that the city can apply.
Well, the city can't apply anything in that case. I checked that out when this first came to light, and the only person that has any power over those three or less facilities is the people that check on biomedical waste going into trash. That's it. The health department, I'm on the health department board, they don't have any sway. Nobody else has any sway, which is, I think, utterly ridiculous. But this is really the only choice that we have now, maybe the law can be changed later, to ensure that there's some kind of standard of care provided to those people. And this will not affect if your mother's in their own house and they hire somebody to come in, it doesn't affect them. But even those people that are hired from a nursing agency, I forget what they call them, but assisted living, you know, those people that are hired to come in and care for you while
home care. Yes,
yeah, those people are required to have a license. You know, they have to meet some sort of standard by the state. This is just a hole in the law that's, I guess, done for financial reasons, but it shouldn't be there. It's just wrong.
You've run this by city legal staff, and this is something that, if voters approve, could be legally part or constitutionally
yeah.
or whatever
part of
the charter then.
Yes, I wouldn't recommend it if I didn't know for sure that it was doable. So, yeah, we spent a long time researching this. As a matter of fact, this particular wording was started by a group of people that we were going to circulate a petition with, and the council wanted, before they took any action, to let the city staff look at it, legal staff look at it. So we did, and we worded it, and we worked it. So it's what they think is a doable and a legal item. Whatever comes out of the council meeting on Tuesday, whatever's approved has to go through the legal staff again to make sure it's proper. So, you know, this is not a willy-nilly process. The way our agenda items are designed, the way it's conceived, is that you put it up on the agenda, everybody gets to talk about it, and then whatever comes out of that's the council decision. You know, maybe where you are, maybe where you start, but it may not be so, or may not be anything at all. So,
obviously, you feel strongly enough, and you've seen enough opponents to residential-based personal care homes that you'd like to offer this as an idea.
Yeah, right. This has never gone away. The position that these people need a better standard of care has never gone away from the people that I deal with, my constituents. So, and they wanted something done. They didn't know how to do it. So we just kept trying different things. And this is, maybe a last resort, or the only way we can really feel to deal with it. Now, the council can decide, well, we don't want to put it in a charter. We can change the ordinance and require licensing in the ordinance. But the people, through the charter, the people are speaking. But the council can decide that, to do that without a charter amendment.
I think I know what the answer to this is, but I'm going to offer the question anyway. This is nothing against those who are running current homes in a in a legitimate fashion.
That's exactly right. Anybody that has one of those homes now that's gone through the current approval process, they're grandfathered. They can't be touched. This would apply to people that aren't complying with the current rules and anybody that tries to start one afterwards. Okay? So those guys that are the ones that are in operation now that are currently in compliance with current city ordinances or state laws or whatever pertains to them don't have to worry about anything.
Is there anything else that on this proposal?
I think it's not responsible for the leadership to understand and know that there's a problem protecting their citizens. I know everybody hates the government, but government rules, but one function of the government is to protect us. The fire, the police and all that stuff, and the health department, that's their function is to protect us. Not economic development is to protect us, and we're not protecting that vulnerable group that can't take care of themselves or speak for themselves. We leave that three and under category unprotected, unregulated. The only thing you can do is present the information as best you can within your ability, and hopefully you can sway somebody. That's, you know, in public. It's got to be done in public, not done behind closed doors. That's why I never know how it's going to come out.